بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Upholding promises. The battle of Badr is the greatest battle in Islam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum who participated in this battle are the most fortunate and are regarded among the greatest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhuma had a burning desire to participate in this battle but was unable to do so. Explaining the reason for this, he mentioned the following. Prior to the battle, I left Makkah Mukarramah to perform Hijrah to Madinah Sharif with my father, Husayl radiallahu anhu. On the way, we were captured by the Quraysh. They wished to kill us and addressed us, saying, "You are going to join Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fight against us, to save our lives." We replied, "We are only going to Madinah Sharif." Hence, they released us and allowed us to proceed. They made us promise, however, in the name of Allah Ta'ala, that after going to Madinah Munawwara, we would not fight with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against the Quraysh. When we met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we recounted the incident to him and informed him about the promise we had made to the Quraysh. We then said to him, "If you wish, we will fight with you." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "We will uphold the promise made to them and we will seek the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against them." We will uphold the promise made to them and we will seek the assistance of Allah Ta'ala against them. Now let us understand, the occasion of Badr was a time when the Muslims were really outnumbered by the disbelievers, approximately 3-1. And generally in such desperate circumstances, every additional man makes a difference. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that more important than numbers is securing the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence we should uphold every command of Allah ta'ala, as this is the key to securing Allah ta'ala's assistance. Never should we be deceived into thinking that we will prosper in life through breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we understand that honesty is the hallmark of a believer. In this regard, a promise made is a promise kept, even if the promise was made to a disbeliever. The hadith has warned us that failing to fulfill a promise without a valid excuse is the sign of a person being a hypocrite. One person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Mata sa'ah, when is Qiyamah going to come?" And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Idha duyyatil amana fantadhir sa'ah." When this quality of honesty and trustworthiness will diminish, break down. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in detail how this quality will diminish to such a point that people will have to say that, you know, there's one person, you know, some tribe, some family, that person has this quality of trustworthiness, you can trust him. And we see in this day and age, brother cannot trust his own brother, family cannot trust his own family. But this should never be in the life of a Muslim. This quality of trust and honesty is part and parcel of the life of a Muslim. Like in the past, they used to say, "We gave our word." And just that we gave our word was enough. There was no need for black and white, no need for a signature, no need for witnesses. I gave my word. And so we find how much of respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the believers at that time. There's another incident here, where a person says, "I promised Muhammad bin Sirin rahmatullahi alayhi to purchase his qurbani animals for him, and we arranged to meet at a certain time and place. I became occupied with something, I forgot about it. And it was already many hours later, it was close to midday. I remembered our meeting and I went to meet him there. And I didn't think I'll see him there, I thought he would have left. But I found him standing and waiting for me. And I greeted him with salam, he raised his head and he said, 'Listen well, sins that are smaller than this can sometimes be overlooked and accepted. But this sin of breaking promises is very serious. This sin, my brother, you promised me to meet me at a certain time. Breaking this promise is very serious.' So anyway, he apologized and he explained the situation to him. So Muhammad bin Sirin rahmatullah alayhi replied, because he said, 'You know what, I thought you would have left and went back to your house.' He said, 'Even if you had delayed and come at sunset, I would have remained waiting for you here. I would have only left briefly to perform salah or some urgent necessity, and I would have returned immediately thereafter.'" So we understand from this to what extent a Muslim needs to keep up with His word to fulfill His promise. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers in the Quran and Majid, that they are very quick to break their promises. Now we see, for example, just a glaring example, in Palestine, how many times they made treaties, peace treaties, and ceasefires. Ceasefire, but there's no ceasefire. So they break their promises. Quran and Majid explains it very clearly, that these people, they break Allah Ta'ala's, or they break the promises that they make. So this is not the hallmark and the way of a believer. As it was mentioned, that a hypocrite, إِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ, when he is entrusted with any trust, then he cheats. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ, when he speaks lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ, when he promises, he goes against his promise. So this mustn't be our condition. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can fulfill our promises.